All right. Well, as always, on a Monday, we talk to our good pal Mike Lee at Crane's Detroit Business, which is brought to you by Mercantile Bank. Looking for a new business bank? Mercantile can help drive your business forward. Learn more at mercbank.com. Mike, good morning. Hope you had a nice weekend.
Good morning, Chris. You as well.
So where are we on this state budget?
It's been sent to the governor. We had kind of a while you were sleeping start to the weekend in Lansing. The lawmakers worked through the night and into Friday morning, passing a flurry of legislation, including budget bills totaling $74 billion of your tax dollars, as well as literally dozens of other bills. They passed three times as many bills Thursday night and Friday morning as they had the whole year up until then. As a result of you know, the horse trading, people save their issue to get what they want out of the budget. By all appearances, it's a relatively conservative budget. General fund spending actually drops a little bit. Economic development takes a hit, but there's a big boost to economic development in some ways. The tax incentives known as transformational brownfield incentives, which are key to a number of big projects that have been proposed across the state. The legislature voted to double the cap on those, which has long been wanted by the backers of the redevelopment of the Renaissance Center, Bedrock and General Motors. They wanted in the neighborhood of $200 million under the transformational brownfield act, and they've been waiting and lobbying really for this cap to be lifted ever since that revamp was announced in 2024. So it's really a big step forward for that project. They'll still have to get approved for the credits, and I'm sure there will be other twists and turns. But it's the one thing that's been awaiting. They said the plan is they'd like to start that project after the Final Four next spring, and have it, you know, get it underway once the need for the hotel rooms is passed. So a big step forward for that project.
Meanwhile, Novice might be seeing some big development as well, tied to the Vibe Credit Union.
Yeah, this same tax program that the Rensen wants is being sought by the owner of the Vibe Credit Union in Novi for a $400 million development, basically across the street from the Expo Center there. It's planned hundreds of residential units, a hotel, apartments, townhouses, condos, restaurants, some entertainment space. Obviously, that's a pretty well-developed commercial corridor, but this is an old industrial property on about 50 acres that they're looking to add all of this development on. So I think it's a pretty ambitious project for a single developer, but it would be a giant leap forward for that convention center with the hotel and the other amenities.
Well, and then they've got this piece to it as well, these condos that would be put in for intellectually and developmental disabilities. That's a pretty unique project.
It really is. They've done one of these before, it's designed with disabled folks in mind, enabling them to live independently. So it's a little carrot in the whole project.
Yeah, certainly. As colleges all across the country as well try to figure out what the heck is going on with college athletics, Michigan State is rethinking how it runs its business too.
Yeah, MSU sort of officially launched its new organization to run the business of college sports for the university. Even as the two leaders who put together the plan are actually leaving MSU. Spartan Ventures is the name of this new independent nonprofit that'll handle all of the commercial activity that goes along with MSU sports fundraising, sponsorships, media rights, NIL deals with the players. The idea is to move faster and more competitively, they say, than a public university bureaucracy allows. It also, as a side benefit, I think they would say, offers a degree of secrecy and privacy because it's an independent organization with a for-profit subsidiary. that can keep the terms of all those commercial deals and honestly player salaries away from the Open Meetings Act and the Freedom of Information Act that the university is subject to. Athletic Director Jay Batt is leaving for Kentucky. Kevin Guskowitz is off to Clemson, but they're both still hanging around due to various contractual wrinkles. There's been some controversy over Spartan Ventures. It's really been one of the topics of dispute among the MSU Board of Trustees, as they've bristled against each other in so many ways. Because they didn't want to sign NDAs to review this Spartan Ventures plans. Got a big boost from a $100 million gift. It was characterized as investment from Acrisure's Greg Williams. It was part of a more than $400 million pledge. That was off to the races for Spartan Ventures. And it's all a result of the House versus NCAA settlement lets schools pay athletes directly. Right now they have basically a salary cap of about $21 million. And I think we're going to keep seeing changes in college sports, and we'll find out if setting up this entity has given MSU a leg up.
Yeah, certainly. Mike Lee, always good stuff. Thank you for your time again this morning. All those stories and a whole heck of a lot more over at Crane's and Troy Business. Appreciate you, my friend. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you.
Yeah, you got it. But he's exactly right. I mean, how this is going to change college athletics is a huge question. Now, are more schools going to be able to do it? I mean, it's essentially like a political action committee. This is a separate entity, but it is going to directly benefit the university. It is a new way of thinking about things, and that's one of the things that I think Spartans were most excited about with this idea, is that it keeps them competitive in an era when, yes, athletic departments can directly pay players now, but how they spend those funds is completely up to them. So if you'd like to spend $21 million on your football program, can totally do it, but it puts risk in other areas of the department, in other sports, like for example the basketball team or the hockey team. So if you're not divvying it up, and even into gymnastics and volleyball, and if you want to continue to remain competitive in these sports, it's important to continue to fund those sports as well. Well, this gives them another avenue with a whole other pot of money to work off them. So absolutely fascinating. And then on the budget side of things as well for the state, that's great news. I love a smaller budget, smaller government. At the same time, you got to continue to push that economic development, and that's exactly what the state's done. The new parasite that's causing havoc, we'll talk about that on the other side. It's Jer Morning.